The Newsreel presents The Soundtrack Corner. In this edition of The Soundtrack Corner, Sharks Attack. That, of course, was the theme to Jaws by John Williams. The Steven Spielberg-directed movie debuted back in the 1970s and to this day still packs a punch. After Jaws, there was such a demand for these nature attack man movies that there were just a lot of variations of Jaws, including the Jaws franchise itself, which had way too many sequels that never should have been made, in my opinion. And then there's movies that are similar to that, like Orca and Piranha and such. But after the 80s, in the 90s, we didn't really get much of any shark movie towards the very end of the decade. In a movie titled Deep Blue Sea, it's still a tongue-in-cheek movie if you watch it, and by today's standards the effects are still undone, so to speak. But overall, it's one of those movies like if it's on the TV, you probably watch it and laugh at it, and that's probably kind of the point. One thing that really stood out to me was Trevor Rabin's score. It wasn't just his generic action romp that he was really doing much in the 90s. He really was able to introduce some kind of shark theme into his score. It worked for the terror that lurked underneath that you couldn't see. This is called Shark Attack from his expanded score, which is not available widely, by Trevor Rabin to Deep Blue Sea. Thank you. 20 years later, one of the colleagues of Trevor Rabin would write a score for another shark movie called The Meg. The Meg is about a megalodon, the biggest shark to ever have roamed the oceans of the world. And they're extinct, thank God, because those things were supposedly all over the place, like literally every ocean. I cannot imagine something that big in everywhere. So naturally, a movie was made about that and turned into, I guess, a bit of a horror comedy. So I think it's a unique approach, but not so much unique in the music department. Harry Gregson-Williams did write the music to The Meg, and not to to diminish his score. It's just, I believe that Harry Gregson-Williams is highly underutilized. I believe he's usually tasked to write generic action movie scores that are reminiscent of the 90s and early 2000s, that anybody could do it. But when you give him the opportunity to really stretch his creative mind, he's able to churn out soundtracks like The Chronicles of Narnia and my personal, one of the top 10 favorite of all time, Kingdom of Heaven, which is an incredible soundtrack and his best one by far, but I don't want to get into that one. In the case of The Meg, he could have rested on his laurels and been on cruise control to just write some generic action piece, but he didn't, which is what makes me happy. Of course, it's not one of those standout soundtracks either that people will find memorable, but for the most part, when you watch The Meg, at least you'll have a theme for the enormous shark that comes out in the movie, the namesake. So here is Sub-Disaster from the soundtrack The Meg by Harry Gregson-Williams. now we move to the master, John Williams. His score to this day is often mimicked but never duplicated, because you just can't recreate the magic that he did. It's really hard to capture the magic of two notes, literally. Dun dun, that's it. That's the theme for The Shark. Even Steven Spielberg was like, that's it. And it worked. And that's what landed John Williams his first Oscar for his original score. So I put two songs back to back for Jaws. The first one is called First Victim, and the second one is called Barrel Chase, from the score Jaws by John Williams.
Thank you.
I'm Andres Segovia, and thank you for joining me on this edition of the Soundtrack Corner.